This guy knows what it takes. We're joined right now by a Baltimore Raven. He had three tackles in Week 13 in the win over Detroit, a couple of tackles and an interception in Week 12 in the win over Houston. He was undrafted in 2010 out of Tennessee State. The Ravens grinding away. They're 7-5. They're second in the AFC North. They're right in the middle of things, and they've got that showdown coming up this week at Pittsburgh Sunday. We are joined by Raven Anthony Levine Sr. Anthony, it's great to have you on. How are you?
And I'm good. How you doing?
Anthony, I'm great. It's nice to have you on the show. Thank you for doing it. You've won three straight. You've won four out of five. I got to first ask, what's the vibe like in your locker room right now?
Oh, man, it's all positive. Everybody know that we got a goal that we're working for. And then we focus, and, you know, we all ready for Sunday. You know, we're preparing, everybody ready, and the atmosphere is great.
And I mentioned back in Week 12, you had that interception in the win over Houston. It sealed the game. It was your first career interception. How did it feel to come through with a big play in such a big moment?
Man, it was amazing. You know, my teammates and my coaches, they really depend on me to come in on third down in situations in the 2 minutes to come in and just play ball and to be able to make plays. So to go ahead and get that game winning interception, man, it was the best. You know, my teammates were happy for my coaches was too, but it's always great when you can go ahead and end the game.
Baltimore Raven DB/linebacker Anthony Levine Sr. is my guest. You know, to understand an interception like that, we got to talk about your journey, which I will in a minute, but I can't let this go by without talking about the celebration after the interception, or maybe the lack of a celebration. You guys had a plan to do a celebration, but once the moment happened, it seemed like you kind of forgot what you were supposed to do. What happened?
Man, like, you know, it was my first interception, so we usually don't plan our celebrations, but this one, we had it planned. It was Monday night. It was like, man, we're going to go out there. We're going to turn up. So, you know, I got my interception, and Eric Weddle and Tony, everybody surrounded me, and I'm like, all right, wait, I'm about to do it. Wait, everybody wait. And Eric telling me to do it, and then I just completely just shut down, man. Like, I was so overwhelmed with my interception that I completely bombed on the celebration. So, I messed it up. But Eric got his interception last week against Detroit, and he ended up doing it. So, we ended up getting it down. But, man, I totally bombed on the celebration.
My man, I could see it happening. You'll be ready the next time it happens, but I could see where that might happen. And I think the listeners will better understand when we talk about how this all came to be. If we go back a little bit, the moment was a long time in the making, because coming out of high school, you went to Tennessee State, you got an opportunity there, and you capitalized on it. But what was your time like at Tennessee State?
I was there with Dominique Rogers-Cromartie. And just being around guys like him really, really helped me grow as a player. You know, when you come out of high school, you're thinking you're just, you know, you're one of the best. But then when I met Dominique, when I met DRC, man, he's a crazy athlete, but you know, he taught me some things, took me under his wing, and my experiences in college, man, it was the best. You know, going to a great historical black college, small school, nobody really talked too much about it. But you know, we got athletes there, you know, and I had a great time, man. I would love to go back if I could.
Right, we all would. Anthony Levine Sr. joining us. We'd all go back to college if we could. Now, you come out of college and you're undrafted, and you signed with the Packers, and you were a tryout guy. Mike McCarthy came into the room at one point and said, we only have room to keep three guys, and you're going up against guys from much bigger schools. And then you get the word from Reggie McKenzie that you're staying. What was that moment like for you?
Oh, man. So when Coach McCarthy came in the room, and he's saying that, you know, like you said, there's guys from the SEC, guys from the Big Ten, I mean, guys is all Americans, and I'm sitting up here. I'm like, man, there's no way they're going to keep me, you know. So I'm just like, oh, man, well, you know, I got to get inside, you know. And then when Mr. McKenzie can't get me if I got on that shuttle to go back to the hotel, man, my heart just dropped. Like, I couldn't believe it. I was just amazed, and it was a blessing. Like, I'm calling my mom, like, Mom, I made it. You know, like, I didn't make the team yet, but I was just so excited to be going into training camp because, you know, I was a tryout guy. So, it was so overwhelming, man. It was great. I felt like, you know, I accomplished something, and it was just a beginning to unbelievable journey to where I'm at now.
It is. Baltimore Raven Anthony Levine, my guest. Part of that's mindset, though, right? I mean, because the odds of you still being in the league all this time later were pretty remote, but you've done it. And you said that being at Tennessee State taught you how to grind. Lay it out for me. What's your attitude when it comes to the grind?
Yeah, man, when you come from a small school, you know, not too many people talk about you. So you have to go out there, you know, try to make a name for yourself. So every day you got to go out there and prove something. So coming from Tennessee State, you know, we got to do that every day. You know, we got to go out there, we got to make a name for ourselves. So even like now, you know, Terrell Suggs, you know, he went to Arizona State, so he be talking about his school, and C.J. Mosley, he talking about Roll Tide, Alabama. How they always win a championship. So every day I got to go out there and say, I went to Tennessee State, and I got to show them that, you know, we got ball players at Tennessee State. So, man, every day I go out there with a chip on my shoulder to show that, you know, that just because I come from a small school, I can still play ball. You know, I came in 2010, man, I didn't outlast it, you know, first rounders, but it's just a dedication to my hard work and also my coaches believing in me. You know, it's been nothing but a blessing.
Anthony Levine, Sr., my guest. So you start your career with the Packers. You end up going to Baltimore, and obviously you feel like that's the right place and the right team for you. And then when you arrive in Baltimore, you're playing defense, which means you're going to go up against Steve Smith, Sr. What was it like going up against him in practice?
Man, when you're going against a Hall of Fame player like Steve Smith, it's not going to do nothing but make you better. You know, either you're going to step up to the plate or you won't. And that's what it is when you're in practice with Steve. So every day we come up, man, you gotta make sure that you know that your hammy's warm, that you're ready to get in a fist fight today in practice, cause Steve, he gonna bring it. He bring it every day in practice. So every time that me and him was out there, you know, we kind of went at it, and he didn't do nothing but make me better. He taught me things to look for. He taught me how to play corner, because I'm gonna have to start a few games at corner, and I never played corner before. So I'm out there going head to head with Steve in practice, and he talking to me, working, we going at it, and he's telling me like, man, you know, you gotta do this, you gotta do that, you gotta watch this, and you gotta be able, you know. So man, just going with him every day in practice has made me a much better player and made me better all around.
So when did you feel like you earned his respect? Because that is not easy respect to earn. Once you earn it from him, I got to think you've got it. When did you earn it from him, and did you get a sense that the other players and coaches were taking notice during those battles?
Yeah, one day, man, Steve came out to practice, and he was calling all our corners out. He was calling everybody out. And, you know, not too many, nobody really stepped up to him. So, you know, I was like, man, you're not going to do that to me, you know. And he was like, well, what's up? So I went out there, and me and him went on one-on-one drills. And we went like three times, you know. He won two, I won one. So we kind of went back and forth. But that last rep that we went, you know, we went at it. We went at it. And every time Steve went, he'll, you know, spin the ball. So he ended up catching the ball. He spun, and I kicked it. And I kicked the ball like, man, whatever. Like, let's go again. So from that moment right there, man, just battling with him in that moment, you know, me and his friendship just went to a whole different level. And he saw that competitive drive in me. And, now to this day, you know, we're really good friends. But right there, once me and him went at it in the one-on-one drill, we went back and forth. I think that's when I gained his respect, because I didn't back down from him. I didn't back down from him. I went head-to-head with him, and he respected that, and he liked that. Like, he wanted to be competitive, and he wanted to be able to go at it with somebody. And he knew that if he come to practice, he knew that 41, Anthony Levine was going to step to him, and we was going to go. We was going to battle. If he was going to win, I was going to win. We was going to go at it. And every day, since that day forward, man, me and him has been, you know, we've been together. We've been, you know, good friends.
Man, that's such a good story. Anthony Levine joining us. I love that story. And that part about him, look, I'm a media guy, so what's it matter? But I've always thought when he spins the ball like that, man, that is cold-blooded. I love that move. But if you're a defensive player and a receiver makes a play on you and he spins the ball like that, how's that make you feel?
Man, I hate that spin. Wait, when he's doing it to somebody else, I love it.
Right.
When he's doing it to somebody else, man, I love it. But when it's I don't want that done on me. When I go out there and guard Steve, I just tell him, you're not spinning the ball on me today. I don't want anybody, even Mike Wallace, he do it too. But that's when they spin the ball on you, that's telling, they basically tell you, you can't guard me. And every time they're going to keep spinning the ball. So I take that as total disrespect, you know. But, you know, with Steve, you know, I definitely didn't want him to spin the ball. Cause he spin the ball, and when he spin the ball, I don't know how he's doing. But when he spin his ball, spin for like 5 minutes.
Dude, right?
I'm like, man, damn.
No, exactly. I've always wondered how he did that. I've never known how he does that. I just think it's like the coolest thing ever. But again, he didn't do it to me. So I think I know what you're saying. Anthony, before you go, let me ask you this. You earlier this week, you tweeted prayers up for Ryan Shazier. And I think that you guys understand what you sign up for when you step on that field. But what went through your mind when you saw his injury?
Man, so we watching the game. And as soon as it happened, I immediately tweeted, you know, the prayer hands. And then I came back and tweeted, you know, prayers up for Ryan Shazier, because man, you never want to see that with nobody, with no player, no matter what team they on. You know, you never want to see that. And as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh man, that don't look good. Like, it didn't look good at all. And I just immediately, man, I tweeted that out, and you know, I said a prayer for him, because it doesn't matter, man. We all family. You know, we might play against each other, competition. We might be rivals. But at the end of the day, you know, it's a game and it's football. And it's, you know, we're a family. So we never want to see nobody go out there and get hurt playing this great game that we love. You know, so when I seen that, man, I was heartbroken. I was like, man, like that's not good, you know. So I just wanted to make sure that I sent a prayer out to make sure that you know, God could heal him and just keep his hands over him and just protect him.
You know, it's a dangerous game, and you know that, and there are risks that are inherent in that game, and you know that too. But when you see something like that, does it scare you at all? And have you ever thought maybe twice about playing the game and how dangerous it is?
Man, when I seen that hit, man, I was like, man, like that's, that was just one of those, dang, I can't believe that this happened. But I do think about it. You know, it have crossed my mind. You know, like, wow. You know, it's a dangerous game that we play, and we know, you know, it's a contact sport, and we know what we're getting into when we play it, you know. But at the end of the day, you don't want to see hits like that. You don't want to see somebody hit with a crown and helmet, you know, and you don't want to see somebody go down like that. But we know what kind of game this is, and we know how to play it. You try to play it on a safe way. But sometimes you just go out there and you just play ball, and whatever happens out there, it happens. But you never want to go out there and trying to hit and, you know, get yourself hurt. But, man, it's dangerous, man. And I just always, you know, ask God to help to cover both teams and every player on the field as we go out there and play this dangerous game that we play. But we both know, everybody know the consequences, and it's tough, man. But you never want to see that.
Anthony Levine Sr., a DB and linebacker for the Baltimore Ravens. Great story. They're 7-5. They're second in the AFC North. Big game against Pittsburgh. Anthony, my man, you nailed it. What a great job. Great to have you on the show. Thank you very much, and really good to talk to you, Anthony.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Great talking to you. Have a great day. Really appreciate it. That was fun. That was a really, really good interview. Like I said, the Ravens are a great jungle team.